Yeah, this one's for you.
What's up, guys? Welcome or welcome back to the one and only Slow and Throw It, Everything is Better in Slow-Mo, with your girl Bailey, aka BJK, aka Slow It Down, aka me. Guys, for episode 6 right now, we are gonna be talking about the producers of R&B, guys. R&B hit makers. So, you know, I got a couple things for you. We're gonna be talking about, you know, producers from, you know, the early days of R&B to right now. So I got some lists for you guys. We're also gonna be talking about some of my favorite producers, just throw them out there for you guys. You know what? We're gonna just, without the producer, you don't have nothing. They mix it, master it, everything comes together from them. R&B, they truly make R&B what R&B is, so, you know, they know what's good with them soul jams. So, guys, don't forget, I have a Facebook page I just made, Slow and Throw It, Everything's Better in Slow-Mo. Go give it a thumbs up, and I post updates, and I do post a double cup love list for every episode, the 10 songs, so you guys don't have to keep going back and listening to me say them. So go give that a like, guys, if you could, shout out. So we gonna slow it down. Let's slow down. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? It's BJK again. Welcome to Life Talks and Henny Shots. Y'all know when your girl gives you guys weekly news about what's going on in the hip-hop and R&B world. So I'm just gonna, I picked, I think, 4 or 5 stories that I found interesting. So let's hop into this first story, guys. So on June 8th, guys, it was reported Kanye West and Pusha T are facing a lawsuit for Comeback Baby, the sample. Just as he and Kid Cudi are facing a legal issue with the sample used in Kids See Ghosts, Kanye West is now facing another lawsuit that arrives for a sample used on Pusha T's Daytona album, guys. The track in question is Daytona, Standout, Comeback Baby, and The Times Daily reports that both artists are named in new documents that accuse the duo of making unauthorized use of George Jackson's 1972 track, I Can't Do Without You. It was Fame Enterprise Inc., y'all, I don't know, who filed the suit 2 weeks ago in Colbert County, Alabama. The company produced and owns the track and is suing for disgorgement. Okay, you guys got to stick with me because these are big law words, all right? Of profits and compensatory consequentiality, incidental and punitive damages in an amount to be determined by the trier of fact in this case, guys. I'm so sorry, I probably butchered that whole thing. This case plus statutory fines, costs, interest, and expenses, guys. In the filing, where UMG Recordings, Def Jam, and Good Music, G-O-O-D, Music, are named as co-defendants, Fame states that over 35% of the Comeback Baby creation makes use of unauthorized, unlicensed samples of I Can't Do Without You, I don't know, primarily focusing on the use of the following lyrics. Okay, these are the lyrics that they're being sued over using. Never have I been locked up in a world of misery. I need you, darling, to set me free. Come back, baby, try me one more time. Oh, baby, I'm about to go out of my mind. I can't. They go on to add, the Comeback Baby record is about drug addiction and the money made from selling drugs. and they would not have agreed to the license of the OG track for such a use under any circumstance. So, okay, so Kanye seems to be in a lot of legal trouble, I guess. I didn't know that. But now he's facing new things. Hopefully Kim can come to the rescue, being in law school and all. But that's crazy if they get... that was a lot of big words. I apologize, I couldn't pronounce them. Alright, let's go into something a little joyful. Something that made my day today. Something that just... I can't stop listening to. Alright guys, on June 7th, Chris Brown and Drake reveal cover out for collaboration No Guidance. Oh my god, guys. Just in time for summer. This record is fucking fire. Alright? Drake and Chris Brown have an interesting history together, you know, concerning Rihanna. The two were once friends who began beefing over Rihanna, allegedly. But recently, they have patched things up in 2008. It's unsure what led the two former nemesis to make amends, but at the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, guys. They made a fucking banger, and I'm gonna need more of that. The two of them are back to their respective careers, have new music out together. Fans have been waiting for this highly anticipated collab for a minute now, guys. It's so good. The single premiered last night on a few radio stations. Tonight, the two will unleash the single in its entirety on streaming platforms. Before it officially arrives, the two shared the cover art on their social medias. Drizzy seemed to tease a bar or two off the single. The flew the coop at 17, No Guidance, he wrote. Breezy put Time's a Boy. Breezy also shared the cover art and declared summer is officially started. So this is definitely going to be a summer jam. It is a summer jam though. It is so good. No Guidance is set to be the latest single off Chris Brown's 30-track upcoming album, Indigo, guys. So be looking for that on June 28th. That's when the project is set to arrive. And it's much like his previous album. And he has some major artists featuring on this, guys. He has the Nicki Minaj. G-Eazy is also featured on the single. Wobble Up, G-Eazy and Nicki are on that one, yep. But Breezy also recruited Joyner, Lucas, and Lil Wayne, and Tyga, and also, guys, her, and many, many more. So be looking for that on June 28th. Officially, summer is here, declared by Breezy. Go listen to No Guidance if you haven't, because I had it on repeat all day. It's so, so, so good, guys. Wow. Alright, now we're gonna switch a little bit to this story. Maryland rapper Trade a Kid shot and killed in car crash, guys. On June 8th, it's unfortunately reporting on sad news as another rapper has passed due to another rapper. Due to gun violence. God. Maryland rapper Trade a Kid has passed. According to XXL magazine, the late rapper was killed after a shooting and a car crash this past Friday night, guys. So sad. I think he was only 32 years old, I believe. Authorities answered to a shooting marked at 9:20 p.m. on Forest Drive and Cherry Grove Avenue in Annapolis, Maryland. Upon arrival, they discovered Trade a Kid, whose real name is Edward Montresay, shot inside a vehicle. The car was involved in a car collision, hence we deem it to be both a shooting and a car crash. So, you kind of got a double whammy, man. Ugh. Thus far, the assumption is that Say died from injuries due to the car crash. But an investigation is ongoing, guys, and the search is still on for the suspect in the shooting. The respondents share that Trade a Kid, the rapper, was pronounced dead at the scene at 32 years old. Trade a Kid, who rose to prominence beginning in 2016 when he won the 300 Entertainment and Verizon's hashtag Freestyle 50 Challenge, guys. Since then, he went on to releasing the London on the Track produced single Run It, which featured TK Kravitz. Shit, I'm sorry. His musical output helped him build a name for himself in the DMV area, with early projects such as the Royalty album and the Prince of the City mixtapes. In March, Trey Da Kid had dropped the 13-track project TDK, titled Defying Kings. So let's just prayer to his family and rest in peace to Trey Da Kid, another rapper gone, sadly. Crazy. Crazy how stuff like that happens. Ugh. Alright guys, at number 4, I got some XXXTentacion news. So, Sad, his song Sad, I'm sad, I don't know yet, reaches 1 billion streams. So, let's just take one more time to the late rapper, rest in peace, X. On June 8th, it's reported it has almost been a year since X has passed. The 20-year-old rapper was fatally shot in his car in Florida, as y'all know. And, the news undoubtedly shook the hip-hop community, very much so. Since his passing, the rapper has gained greater popularity. For instance, we recently posted on the rapper leading in 2008 top songwriters list, along with Drake and even 6ix9ine. Even PNB, Rock, named X among his top 5 best rappers. Like, he really enjoyed his music. The late rapper scored a total of 10 Billboard Award nominations, guys. Y'all, that's crazy. Which included Top Male Artist, Top Streaming Songs Artist, Top R&B Artist, Top R&B Male Artist, and more. Guys, he's just racking up. The latter only hinted at X's significant musical impact. And so, despite his short-lived career, and now, to add to the list of many, a new record has been broken. The Look At Me Now artist, Sad, off X's the album, has just reached over 1 billion streams on Spotify. The record was reported by DJ Academics, who shared the following numbers. Hashtag XXXTentacion Sad hits 1 billion on Spotify. It's the 32nd song ever to hit a billion streams ever on the platform. Is X a legend too? So I'm going to ask you guys this. What do y'all think? Is X a legend or not? To note, the single is also nearing diamond certification, guys. So what do y'all think? What do you think about X? I know he had some major controversies in the hip-hop community and in his personal life. And I think he was just a young kid, a troubled kid a little bit, but... You know what, I at first I wasn't into him, and then I started listening to his music because I thought he was just all about the screaming, you know? But I really enjoy the album 17, I enjoy Sad, I enjoy most of his music, and it really sucks that he died so young, you know? But, you know, his spirit and his legacy lives on, and the numbers are just proving it. So guys, let me know what y'all think on the Facebook page. You think X is a legend or not? I think he's sending pretty big numbers. But again, rest in peace X, rest in peace Trey Da Kid. We're losing too many rappers, so let's not do that. Alright guys, that's all the stories I have for you this week. I will be back next week with some more news. Hopefully we'll get some more on Chris Breezy's new album, Indigo, June 28th, remember that? X's is reached over 1 billion streams, his song Sad, Trey Da Kid, rest in peace, remember guys, be careful out there, enjoy and take life day by day, but yeah, so let's go to the next segment. Remember, keep it chopped up, never ever slapped up. I miss Slow It Down. I bring you them slow jams. I got your R&B needs. I'll see you guys in the next segment. Ta! What's up, guys? Welcome back to the segment. It's BJK here with Everything's Better in Slow-Mo. We're on the next segment, a special segment for this episode. You know I got soul for them beats. Okay, guys, so I went onto a website and I found some top 10 producers of the 2000s, guys. So here we go. We're just going to go off this list here. All right, guys, so let's begin this. 90s R&B will always be remembered as the golden era of R&B, of course. You had some great artists. But there was something unique about the 2000s, guys. Hip-hop and R&B were essentially interchangeable, intertwining, you know, they were mixing it. So around that point, when it came to the beats and many producers, they attempted to take over both genres at once. Remember Lil Jon's crunk sound? What about Kanye West's soulful sound? Where'd he go? You had so many producers that were in demand, and everyone brought something fresh to the table, guys. So on this list, they ranked the super producers for their work in R&B. So the producers ranked on this list is, of course, chart success is heavily influenced where each producer lands. But they also factored in the impact and the, you know, milestone they made in R&B. So even though we love Lil Jon for the little work he did in R&B, he just didn't have enough material to be considered for this list. Sorry, Lil Jon. So let's get this countdown done. All right, guys, at number 10, I got Stargate. His notable hits are Neo, So Sick, Beyonce, Irreplaceable, and Chris Brown, With You. Now, when I read this list, I was pretty surprised because, you know, I didn't know many of these producers, and it's crazy. And I learned about, you know, how some of these artists got started. But anyway, so the Norwegian producers were only involved in R&B projects for about 3 years before moving on into the pop world. But they had a dominating run in their simplistic production. Remember that harp sound used in almost all their songs? It was basically in every single they did with Neo. I do remember that sound, actually. But his first three albums, they were all successful. So that it worked. At 9, guys, we got Tricky Stewart. Notable hits for him is Maya, Case of the X, Rihanna, Umbrella, Beyonce, Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It. Tricky Stewart was rather quiet in the early 2000s, but his music reached new heights when he linked up with production partner The Dream, y'all. Okay? You couldn't go anywhere without hearing the Radio Killer. The tag, you know? Their impact was so big at the time that it even opened the door for The Dream's solo career. So that's crazy to hear, like, how The Dream kind of started off, because, you know, I had no idea. Okay, so guys, moving on to number 8. Dre and Vital. Their notable hits is Michael Jackson's Butterflies, Chris Brown, Yo, Excuse Me Miss, and Ciara's Oh. So he kind of worked with the younger generation. The production duo from Philly took the world by storm with their neo soul. The sound was so wanted that even Michael Jackson himself wanted that sound in his Invincible album. Their work on the Jill Scott albums will always be the highlight of their careers, though. But they proved that they could go outside the neo soul box by creating mainstream hits for younger acts like Chris Brown and Ciara. See, so he kind of like, you know, made it work and accessible for like the younger kind of artists such as them. And I really enjoy, you know, anything Chris Brown's made, you know, Ciara, of course. All right, guys, let's move on to number 7. Number 7 is Rich Harrison. Notable hits, Beyonce, Crazy in Love, Anne-Marie, One Thing, Destiny's Child, Soldier. I was pretty shocked about that. So Anne-Marie's debut album, All I Have, is pretty much the only explanation you need for Rich Harrison being on this list. So many complain that his go-go production is too loud, but those drums clanged and banged like no other, guys. Crazy. Have you been to a Beyonce show? None of her fans were complaining about those drums being too loud when Crazy in Love started playing. So what you got to say about Rich now? Nah, but yeah. So yeah, he had kind of maybe a more like aggressive sound, but you know, it worked. All right, guys, at number 6, we have Scott Storch. Okay, his notable hits is Beyonce, Baby Boy, Mario, Let Me Love You, and Chris Brown, Run It. That's crazy, because that was, you know, one of my first R&B, you know? Okay, so Scott Starr's R&B catalog may not be as extensive as some of the other producers on this list, but he put so many producers on the map with his sound. Not only did he help introduce Christina Aguilera into the urban world, he also played a huge role, guys, in turning a young Chris Brown into a overnight star with his massive single Run It. So yeah, I remember when Chris Brown came up. I remember I was little, I went and bought a CD. I remember Run It being on the TV. And yeah, I loved it. So grace to Scott Starch. All right, at five, guys, we got Rodney Jerkins. His notable hits is Toni Braxton, He Was a Man Enough, Destiny's Child, Lose My Breath, of course, and Brandy, What About Us. So Dark Child started the millennium off with futuristic albums like Brandy's Full Moon and Michael Jackson's Invincible. He worked with MJ too, that's crazy. The following years, he was a little slower, you know, it was slower for him, but he came back strong in the mid-2000s with melodic beats and hard-knocking drums. His track record may have been better in the 90s, but he maintained a level of consistency throughout the entire decade of the 2000s. So even though he's kind of bigger in the 90s, you know, he still kept up, and you know, that's all right. Okay, number four, these people are really important, guys. The Neptunes. Notable hits, Pharrell, Frontin', Usher, You Don't Have to Call, and Khalees Milkshake, guys. The early 2000s was all about the Neptunes, guys. It was Pharrell and Chad created a new sound on Khalees' debut album, Kaleidoscope. And every artist wanted a piece of it. The demand got so crazy for the production that it would be shocking if you didn't hear one of their songs on the radio. And I'm sure most of us have heard many and not even known it. Though they'll always be more celebrated for their work in hip-hop, the R&B material that they put out cannot be overlooked. After all, he did make it cool to listen to Justin Timberlake from NSYNC, so Backstreet Boys, I don't know the rest. Anyway, moving on to number three. This is one of my favorite producers right here, Brian Michael Cox, okay? Notable hits, Mary J. Blige, Be Without You, Mariah Carey, Shake It Off. He co-produced that with Jermaine Dupri, which is later in the list, one of my favorite producers too. Usher's Burn, also co-produced with Dupri. So there are many producers on this list with more hit records, but no one has been more consistent than Cox. It seemed like every R&B album that came from the 2000s had a B. Cox ballad aside from the massive success he had working with Dupri. He was able to score some big records like Jagged Edge, Walked Out of Heaven, Little Mo's Forever, and Mary J. Blige's Be Without You. So he also has a hit on Trey Songz's first album, I believe. It's Last Time, and he shouts him out in the beginning. And so I started getting into him because, you know, Last Time is a really good, you know, throwback song. I enjoy it, and he produced it perfectly. And sorry about the music in the background, guys. I just keep restarting it. But anyway. Okay, moving on to number two, guys. We got Jermaine Dupri, guys. Notable hits, Mariah Carey, We Belong Together, Jagged Edge, Where the Party At, which is co-produced with Brian Cox. Usher, You Got It Bad, which was also co-produced with Cox. So the So Death Hitmaker lands at number two on this list. When you talk about monumental moments in the 2000s in R&B, there are two albums that should come to mind, guys. Usher's Confessions and Mariah Carey's The Emancipation of Miami, guys. I remember Usher's Confession album. I really enjoyed that album, actually. Those two albums alone spawned more number one songs than most producers could ever dream of, and Dupri was the biggest mastermind behind them. So we gotta give it up for the boy. Okay, guys, so now we're at number one with Timbaland. Notable hits is Aaliyah, Try Again, Tweet, Oops, Oh My, Justin Timberlake, JT, My Love. Timba was already a force to be reckoned with in the 90s, like he was a big producer back then. But he really elevated his career to superstar status once the new millennium arrived. The passing of Aaliyah, rest in peace, girl, was a huge blow to Timbaland in the beginning, but he found new life when he linked up with JT. The duo essentially took over the world with a game-changing album. I remember this album, Future Sex Love Sounds, which seemingly merged the genres of EDM and R&B together. Don't forget about the underrated aphrodisiac album by Brandy, guys.
So all these producers had a big impact in like helping the growth of how R&B production is now. So I think it's really cool to go back and, you know, give these guys a shout out because they really set the standards. So yeah, I remember Jermaine Dupri. I was gonna say this. He worked with Bow Wow a couple times too, and Avon too. So he was in a few of those, and I remember the So Def too. But yeah, guys. So that is some 2000 producers, the top 10 in that list. I will see you guys in the next segment. Remember, keep it chopped up. Never, ever, 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 ever slopped up. Thank you, guys. Double cup love, you the one I lean on. Feeling for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the next segment, Double Cup Love. Guys, this week we are a slow-mo sound makers, guys. So some of these songs, I have the producers of them. Some of them I don't. I just wanted to put on the list because they're bangers. By the way, this is After the Party, playing right now, Numb. I really enjoy his music. It's real good. I like his sound. All right, so let's get into it, y'all. All right. Alright, for number one, guys, this is no surprise, No Guidance by Chris Brown featuring Drake, guys. That is my number one right now. Number two being Last Time by Trey Songz, which was produced actually by Brian Michael Cox, my bad, guys. Number three is You Belong to Somebody Else by Jack Queese featuring DJ Loaf, which is off their collabed mixtape, A Fuck a Friend Zone. And it is produced by Music Major X and Zyrus. At five, we got Killing It by Kevin McCall. Homeboy's in some trouble right now, but he still got bangers. let's see, at number six, guys, I put Love Hangover, which is kind of a little more on the sad side, by Jeremiah. It's produced by Pop and Oak, which are... they're more... into the pop now producers, but they did some footwork in R&B. I respect their work. Who Sees You by After the Party, the guy who's on right now. It's okay, let's get high. Alright, let's see. Number eight is What's Up by Darren Falana. I don't know the producer, but it's a great song. Nine, guys, we got Earthquake off Igor by the man himself, Tyler the Creator, which was helped partially by he self-produced it. So love Igor, it's a good album, go check that out if you haven't. It's Tyler being wild. At 10, guys, we have The Way by Adrian Marcel. He just dropped an album, 83, something like that. The Way's on there, but the tape is really good. Adrian has this kind of sound of his own. It's a lot of like tempo stuff. I don't know how to really explain it, but I enjoy his music a lot. So guys, that was the 10 songs I gave you for this week. Remember to go and like the Facebook page that I made, because I will have all these songs listed, so you guys don't have to come and keep repeating this segment. I'm gonna have to look into more who produced with these guys, for some of them. I really like that, like I mentioned before, Tory Lanez stuff, you know, even self-produced or even involving themselves in the production. I think a lot of, you know, artists do that, but some of them, you know, probably don't, and I think it's really cool if they do both ends of the, you know, project. To make the masterpiece come together, especially in R&B, there's so many sounds and so many things you can do, and but guys, I have to tell you, my number one, No Guidance by Chris Brown and Drake, guys, they are collabing right now. They're making an album, so they dropped this summer. I literally have had this song on repeat all day, and I can't get enough. The album needs to drop, like, right now. So just a little insight on that. I'm obsessed with it. But yeah, guys, those are the 10 for the week. Go check them out. Remember to go give a thumbs up on my Facebook page. This list will be up tonight, so go check it out, guys. And stay tuned. What up, y'all? I'm just taking a break here. This is a slow-mo hold up. I just wanted to give a little break. You know, this week we're breaking down producers. So remember, guys, to go to my Facebook page I made for this podcast, Slow and Thorough, Everything's Better in Slow-Mo, with your girl, BGK, aka Bailey, aka Miss Slow Down, aka me. So just remember that. Go give that a like, because I will list every double cup love, the 10 songs I give you guys for the week, with a theme or without a theme. I'll have them on there listed, so you don't have to keep going through my podcast to find them. I really hope you guys are enjoying this. I enjoyed doing it for you guys. Remember, every Saturday I'm posting. I had a little bit of a break last week because I was traveling back and forth, but I'm back and I'm better. And I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, I'd love suggestions from you guys, what you guys want to hear, what you guys want to know. Let me know. Just remember that most of the mixtapes I speak about are on the apps available free on Android and Apple, datpiff.com, datpiff, and then mymixtape.com. So those two, you can search any mixtape you want and it will come up, because, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, those things all have those kind of mixtapes. You can find anyone's mixtape from whenever. So really nice, cool things to find. So yeah, guys, producers, the masterminds behind the music. You know, R&B is nothing without the beats. You know, and most artists, you know, help in the production, which is, that's pretty cool to me. They are in that part of their craft too, and that just adds more to it. So I love music like that. You know, I just love beats. Slow It Down, you know me. But guys, I hope you enjoy this episode. It's episode 6, guys. I got an episode coming next week for y'all, Saturday, so stay tuned for that. And remember to go give my page on Facebook a thumbs up, and keep updated with me, Miss Slow Down, so y'all can get your R&B needs right now. So y'all, remember, we keep it chopped up, never, ever, ever, ever slopped up. Everything's better in slow-mo. And let's just slow it down, guys. Thanks for slow jamming it with me, always. Love to all my listeners and the support. Bless you guys, and keep it G. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the next segment, which is Mixtape Madness, guys. Okay, this time I'm gonna switch it up. This is not no mixtape. We're doing album edition, guys. I picked Views by Drake. Yes, Drake is one of my faves. Love his music. So, guys, the reason I picked Views is just the sound and the, you know, the way it's produced and everything about it, the production and the flow of the songs, Redemption. I love the sample use in this project. This album is brilliant. You got DMX, you got Ray J, One Wish, which is in Redemption, my favorite song ever. You got Fire and Desire, you got all these songs. Okay, so Views is a 4th studio album by Drake, guys. It was released on April 29th, 2016. I remember me and my best friend loved Drake, Xiomara. We sat and listened to the Beats podcast just waiting to hear it come out, and we literally bawled when it was. It was a good night. by Cash Money Records, Republic Records, and Young Money Entertainment. YMCMB Forever. So the recording sessions of this album took place from the 2015 to 2016, between there, with both Drake and his longtime collaborator, one of my favorite producers in the game, Noah Shabib, or OVO 40, or just 40, serving as the record's executive producer, alongside Drake, who's also... 40 also primarily handled the production on the album alongside each of these other producers. We had producers 1985, Manish Bidet, Kanye West, Jordan Allman, and among, you know, there's I have a whole list right here of others. The album contains elements of genres such as R&B, dancehall, hip-hop, and pop. And a few other little kind of genres thrown in. That's why I like this album so much. I think the diversity in it, and just the way the samples are used in the production, is just fucking brilliant. So the producers on here, 40 and Drake, the executive. We have Alan Redder. We got the Beat Bully. We got Boy Wanda, our boy, Brian Alexander Morgan, Cardo, Q Beats. We got Dax, Indigenous, DJ, Metamorphosis, Frank Dukes, Hagler, Jordan Lewis, Jordan Allman, Kanye West, Mashi Bajaj, Metro Boomin, Once a Month, Murder Beats, 1985, one of my favorites, Oz, Ricky, Rhea, Seven Thomas, Southside, STWO, really good, Super Dupes, one of my favorite vinyls, also WizKid, one of my favorites, and Young Exclusive. So those are, it's a pretty long list of producers that I helped on this project, but it's such a beautiful project, so no complaints. Alright guys, so a few of the singles we have from Views. Of course, Hotline Bling, everybody made a big... The music video blew up, memes and everything, his little dancing. The song is catchy. I Still Gets Down. That was released July 31st, 2016. Of course, I Need a One Dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. Guys, that was released on April 5th, 2016. The third single from the album, Pop Style, was released April 5th, also along with One Dance. I remember those two came out the same day. 2016. At number four, we had Controller, which came out June 7th, 2016. And then the last single from Views was Too Good featuring Rihanna, which was released July 26th, 2016. So all these singles, you know, really set the standard for Drake. And I loved every single that came out, and I was excited for the album. Overly excited, waited 2 years. So worth the wait, though. Completely worth the wait. So Views spent 13 non-consecutive weeks at number one, guys, on the US Billboard 200, and it also, Views became the first album to accumulate 1 billion streams on Apple Music's. It certified quadruple platinum, guys, by the Recording Industry Association of America. The album was nominated for Album of the Year, Best Rap Album, at the 59th Grammy Awards. As of April 2018, guys, Views sold 1.7 million copies and a total of 5.41 million album frequent units in the U.S. That's a killing right there. You go, Drizzy. It's such a good album. I mean, the production, his vocals, everything is perfect. The features, you got DVSA and Pimp C, you got... The sample used, you got Rihanna. I mean, it's just perfect. The track list, guys, the length of the album is 79 minutes and 45 seconds, guys. It's a 20-track album, with the bonus being Hotline Bling. So I'll name the track list. Keep Family Close, 9, You With Me, Feel No Ways, Hype, Western Road Flows, Redemption's on Your Mind, the saddest song in the world, Redemption, with you, featuring Party Next Door, guys. We had Faith Level with Pimp C and DVSM, one of my favorite, Still Here, Controller, One Dance, featuring Wizkid and Kyla, Grammys, featuring, of course, Future runs that shit. We got Child's Play, Pop Style, Too Good, also featuring Rihanna, Summer's Over Interlude. That one was, I love that one. It's interesting. And then Fire and Desire, Views, and Hotline Bling was a bonus track. So it was a 19-track album, with 20 being Hotline Bling the bonus. So like I said before, I think I chose Views based on the production, the samples that were used. It was just all perfect, and they like mashed the samples perfectly with, you know, the music, and, you know, to get that, you know, Drake sound, they say, you know, that 40 kind of made. And you know what, Redemption, I know my side, I always say, but Redemption's right up there. It's just beautiful, and of course, he used the sample from Ray J's One Wish. As a matter of fact, I was the one who said I loved you first. And that, I remember being in like 4th, 5th grade watching MTV music videos, and it was always Ray J dancing in the rain. Love that song. So it's like one of my forever to go R&B tracks ever. So, and the DMX, you know, sample, every sample they used in here, 40 and Drake just, you know, combined it perfectly and mastered it. And I just think it's a beautiful, beautiful album. And, you know, I think it got, you know, I had really good critic rates, but it had some bad ones. But you know what? Who you listening to then? You ain't listening to the right album. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, I think it's just one of my favorite albums, just because of the production and the sound and the melodies and the samples and everything that's going on. And of course, Redemption will always be in my mind. It's the saddest song in the world, almost. One of my favorite lines from that song, as a matter of fact, is, I miss the feeling of you missing me. That's the worst line. But yeah, I enjoyed the bangers on there. Like, you know, I like Child's Play. Why you gotta buy with me a cheesecake? You know, Fire and Desire. I love Feel No Ways. You know, Nine. You know, it's just all perfectly put together. And yeah, so I just picked that for Mixtape Madness, aka Album Edition Views, by the one and only Jizzy. Couple dudes in the six. Sorry, but anyway, yeah, so I mean, everybody's probably heard Views by now, but if not, go check that out. I just wanted to break it down a little bit. It is certified quadruple, guys, and he did make a big statement on Apple Music with 1 billion streams, so that's pretty crazy. But guys, that's gonna wrap it up for Mixtape Madness, aka Album Edition. Miss Slow It Down. Thank y'all for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed that. Go get your Views on and listen to that beautiful harmony. Remember, keep it chopped. Never, ever, ever slopped. Alright guys, that is, we're gonna wrap up episode 6 here on Slow and Throw It. Everything's better in slow-mo. Thank y'all so much for slowing it down with me today. You know where to come if you need, for all your R&B needs, y'all. Slow it down for y'all. Guys, don't forget to go on Facebook and give me a thumbs up on this podcast official page, Slow and Throw It. Everything's better in slow-mo. / Facebook, just search it, it will come up. I post dates and new episodes, news, and most importantly, I post the list of Double Cup Loves, the 10 songs I give you every week on every episode, so you guys don't have to go back and keep trying to, you know, find my, you know, explanation or song list. Tune in every Saturday for yet another slow jam session with me, Miss Slow It Down. Remember to keep it sharp, never ever ever slop. Miss Slow It Down, out.
You remember also, guys, you can find this cast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and any other place where podcasts are available. You can find this one. Keep it slowed up. Everything's better in slow-mo, guys. I'll see you next Saturday. Enjoy. Y'all, thank you all again. This is gonna slow it down. Remember, slow and throw it. Everything's better in slow-mo. Podcast every Saturday. Come slow it down with me, and let's just get down to some slow jams. I'll catch y'all next Saturday. Keep it chopped, not slumped.